From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our first Monday evening broadcast of the year 2001. Tonight we commence a series of readings from a book by Dr. Ian Paisley entitled The 59 Revival. The book was written 43 years ago to mark the 100th anniversary of the great 1859 revival. Would it not be wonderful if God were to visit our land again with just such an outpouring of His Holy Spirit? We certainly need such a visitation. I will be giving away copies of this book free with the compliments of Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church. Please contact us for your copy. We'll also send you a copy of our free magazine, Let the Bible Speak, quarterly. First of all, let us have our Bible reading. And after that, we will have the first extract from the book, The 59 Revival. We're turning to the book of Genesis, and I want to read from the chapter 28. We're reading about Jacob. Genesis chapter 28, and we'll read from verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in the place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took up the stone that he had put for his pillows. And he set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Amen. Now here's that first extract from the book, The 59 Revival. Without doubt, the first springing up of that mighty river of God, which so soon engulfed the whole of Ulster in its flow of revival blessing, was in the parish of Connor, County Antrim. The parish of Connor includes the village of Kells and is situated about 3.5 miles from Ballymena. The district is usually called by the joint name Kells and Connor. Claims that the revival had its origin elsewhere cannot be substantiated. In November 1856, a Mrs. Colville, an English lady, visited Ballymena. This lady had a remarkable testimony. She had been religious, but unregenerate. Then one day the grace of God visited her, bringing salvation to her heart. She immediately testified of the great things God had done for her soul. Her relations were very angry and said she had gone mad. So embittered did they become that she had to leave her home and became a wanderer. This persecution, however, did not quench her zeal for Christ. Like the apostles of old, She could not but speak the things which she had seen and heard. She became a missionary of the Baptist Missionary Society in England. Her work brought her to Ulster and to County Antrim, where she went from door to door, telling forth the message which had brought such peace to her heart. One day she visited a home in the town of Ballymena, where a young woman lay dying. Mrs. Colville spoke to the dying woman and those of her girl companions who were gathered round her concerning the things that pertain unto eternal peace. She described the nature of true conversion to God and pointed out that they were strangers to it and still in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. Her words were overheard by a young man named James McQuilkin, and the barbed arrows from this bow drawn at a venture fastened with a mighty pricking upon his conscience. He rose and hastily made his way homeward in deep anxiety of soul. This anxiety increased and became so unbearable that he was forced to seek out Mrs. Colville and have further conversation with her. Mr. Jeremiah Manili, a neighbour and close associate of Mr. McQuilkin, takes up the story. Mr. James McQuilkin was a strong Calvinist, and he feared that Mrs. Colville was not teaching straight Calvinistic doctrine. He asked her whether she was a Calvinist or not. "I would not wish," she replied, "to be more or less a Calvinist than our Lord and his apostles. But," she continued, "I do not care to talk on mere points of doctrine. I would rather speak the experience of salvation in the soul. If one were to tell me what he knows of the state of his heart toward God, I think I could tell him whether he knows the Lord Jesus savingly." James felt that his heart was not right toward God, but was too proud of his head knowledge to admit the fact, and he at once dropped the conversation. A woman who was present then began to unbosom herself to Mrs. Colville. Her spiritual condition was so much like that of James McQuilkin that he felt as though he could not have described his own condition more perfectly. He waited with almost breathless expectation to see what Mrs. Colville would say to the woman regarding her spiritual condition. After a brief pause, she said, "My dear, you have never known the Lord Jesus." James felt that this was true concerning himself, and the reply sent conviction like a dagger to his heart. After weeks of struggling under great agony of soul, he at last found peace and rest through trusting Jesus. That was an extract from the book The 59 Revival by Dr. Ian Paisley. Please send for your free copy. Now we're turning to Genesis, the chapter 28, and taking up again the series of subjects that we have entitled Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. Actually, last week I read from Genesis chapter 28, but never got to our study of that portion because we played a lengthy extract from the testimony of Kerry O'Rourke in order to complete the story of her conversion before the end of the month. So now we'll take up the study. Here we have what surely is a familiar scene to most folk, even if they don't often read the Bible. They will have heard about Jacob's ladder. Now, that this ladder can be understood to represent the Lord Jesus Christ is plainly taught to us by the Saviour himself. In John's Gospel, the chapter 1, and the verse 51, the Lord Jesus makes reference to Jacob's ladder. Let me read to you what he had to say. John chapter 1, verse 51, "And he," that's Christ, "saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Jacob had a vision, and in Jacob's vision, what was it he saw? It says, and here I read to you from the the verse 12 of Genesis 28, he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. Who does this ladder represent? It represents the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a picture here of Christ in the Old Testament. I want us, very briefly tonight, just to consider the person the ladder was revealed to. For here is an important instruction. Here is the person that God would have learned about his Son, the Lord Jesus. The person to whom this ladder was revealed was, of course, Jacob. But look at the state this man, Jacob, was in. First of all, we find him sleeping. Sleep is the nearest thing to death that a healthy person can experience. And it does really reflect that state of darkness and that state of apathy, that state of utter unconcernedness into which the sinner sinks. Jacob was in danger, you know. His brother Esau was very angry at him for stealing his birthright. And undoubtedly he would have killed his brother could he have laid hands upon him. And yet, despite the danger, here we see Jacob sleeping. I tell you, so it is with every unconverted soul. They slumber. They lie down, close their eyes, and ignore the danger they're in. They go about their business, they go about their pleasure, they go about their everyday activities, and never give thought to the danger that their soul is in, even the danger of being lost forever in hell. Jacob was unhappy also. How could he not be unhappy? He was running away from home. He hadn't much by way of comfort. He had stones for a pillow, the hard ground for a mattress. Life does not provide much by way of comfort to the unconverted man. He may resort to every means he can lay his hands upon to promote pleasure, but his pleasures are short-lived. Jacob was a young man prayed for. In chapter 28 and the verse 3, we have Isaac pronouncing God's blessing on his son. Is not this the sort of person to whom God reveals the way of salvation? Oh, if you have had a godly mother or father, a loved one who was saved, I'm sure they've prayed for you. May God hear their prayers and open your eyes to Jesus Christ, the ladder that leads to heaven. He was humbled, this young man. Here he was, forced out of his home by his own folly and running away. Would that not have humbled anyone? He's lying in the dust, is he not? And it is to the humbled soul that God reveals the ladder of life. Oh, that this evening God might bring home to you your lost condition, and that before this truth you may humble yourself and confess your sin, for it is to the humble that God will point out the ladder of life. May you find Christ this evening, the one who will lead us to glory. We're going to come back to this study next Monday evening in the will of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.